from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Listen, first of all, I'm just happy to be here.
Yes.
Now, you guys are on my show, right?
Yes,
that's how
yes,
we decided to work that out.
Yeah. Well, that's what your Instagram.
Instagram. Listen, shout out to the mob in Chicago for getting me here. Now we'll work together as a team. But no.
That's our guy. It's our friend Danny Parkins, the former host of this particular radio show. It's got a national TV show, and were we going to watch it sometimes? Did we watch it and make fun of it after the first episode? Oh, hell yeah. I don't know if he was upset.
No, it was fine. It was fine. I thought the way you guys handled that was fine.
But then, are we going to continue watching it? Actually, we made the show today. He told us in text thread, guys, that it was going to be in the B block. Am I right? And it ended up being
for
in
all
this,
you idiots out there.
That's TV talk.
The B block is obviously it comes after the A block, which is the most important block.
That's how we talk in television.
Right, the B block.
We don't call them segments. We call them blocks.
Can't say segment
for
two.
You dumbass radio hosts over there. That just means the second segment, or I'd call it like the 20.
Right. Sure. Whatever.
Dumbasses. You guys are dumbasses.
I don't know what you're talking about. I only played with blocks when I was a little kid.
So yeah, we. But we ended up making the C block, which, if my math is right, was segment three.
I had a
three.
Block with a C on it, and it helped me spell dog.
So we're in segment three of the show. But hey, we made the show. So all of us, Tanny, Shane, me, Mark Grody, Caleb Williams, I would
you're
assume.
You're famous.
That
you're a somebody now.
And remember, you're nobody until somebody puts you on FS1. Let's hear what it sounded like.
Hey, welcome back into the show. Now, Caleb Williams spoke on Chicago radio yesterday about how much his skill set can help the team right away. Go ahead, take a listen.
Yeah, I can do anything and everything that the team needs me to do, in the pocket, out of pocket, whatever the case may be, keepers, play fakes, play actions, handoffs, under center, gun, sprint outs, you name it.
You name it. So, Danny, is that Dan? That is your boy. You
that
name
is my
it.
Guy. That okay. is my Station 670 The Score. My guys, Spiegel and Grody. Shout out to Rob.
Right.
What up? Go ahead.
Right.
I got more shout outs coming.
Shout out to the mob, Spiegel and Grody.
There's more of a Spiegel. You're a real laughy boy there in that clip.
I was laughing. Yeah, that was me being uncomfortable, hoping to get something out of Caleb, who seemed very tired from doing a lot of media, frankly.
Now, here's what I like, too.
What? But is that it? Okay, well, there you go.
I was just going to say.
Sorry, you can have a thought, Dan.
When you hear the guitar playing in this thing, I want you
really
to,
gets you going.
See, what they should do, I don't want to tell them how to program their show or produce
yes,
their show.
Yes, you do. Okay? Yes, you do.
The Doof Warrior from Mad Max. I think that guy
should be in the corner of the studio.
Yeah, in the corner of the studio, and occasionally just shooting flames out of the end of the guitar.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Yes, but the moment's like, let's go to the highlights, hit it! And his name is like Alex Berkowitz, and he's from Teaneck. But he can just shred.
He's shredding and killing it, and flames are shooting out.
Yep. And look at you. Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you revel in Chicago, okay? Is it cocky or is it confident?
Yeah.
What's that? It's both, okay.
Here's why, like, I don't even, if you want to assign, like, negativity to cockiness, do you know how long it's been since Bears fans have something to be cocky or arrogant about with offensive football?
1985.
It has been so long since, like, oh, a cocky, arrogant thing about Chicago Bears offensive football. Normally it's offensive football, cocky and arrogant. I'm so happy to have a little bit of arrogance at quarterback. Because you know who else has a little bit of arrogance? Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
There it is. Cocky. Man has always been pro-cocky. He's been pro-confident.
Speaking of cocky, you know what comes through on that broadcast just from the audio?
What's that?
The fact that he's wearing a suit jacket and a button-up, and the other two are relaxed, cool guys in flannels, looking relaxed, and Danny comes in his big, fancy TV man suit.
They decided on that. I read today him talking about that, or I guess, that they decided you're going to be the guy in the jacket who wants to be on TV, and these will be the other jamokes who
stop putting him into roles.
No. I read, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. No joke. I read that he's the know-it-all little brother. That you've got an older brother, a middle brother, and he's the know-it-all younger brother.
Who's trying really hard to fit in. He's trying really hard to be the new TV guy. And they're like, oh, come on, dude. We're just talking. We're just hanging around.
Who's the creepy uncle?
Well, that's Skip Bayless. He left.
Okay.
He's gone now.
Is he going to come back every once in a while because he needs a place to crash?
Only for a very special episode. He'll come back for a special episode of Breakfast Ball. The creepy uncle needs a place to crash.
It's Jason McIntyre.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. There's creepiness there.
Oh, there's no bike shop involved here, is there?
No bike shop.
Dudley.
But he's going to come back. He's going to come back. He's going to be a recovering alcoholic. And during the C block of the show, he's going to go find some maraschino cherries in the in the cabinet there, and just drink them, just looking for any alcohol that he can find.
Like Kitty Dukakis's hairspray?
That's Tom Hanks on Family Ties. Mm-hmm. That's the reference for anybody playing at home or scoring at home. So, yeah, I was very giggly during the interview, Tanny, but my giggles have now made FS1. I'm famous!
You're famous.
I've crossed
over. Hey, welcome back into the show. Now, Caleb Williams spoke on Chicago radio yesterday about how much his skill set can help the team right away. Go ahead, take a listen.
Yeah, I can do anything and everything.
That's what we call him. There is his mackles. His mackles, Tanny. Not Zackles. His mackles.
We are laughing.
I'm nervous laugh guy. Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to do, Shane? What am
it's
I trying to do?
It's better than being nervous fart guy, because that would get super awkward.
I was that guy briefly. It didn't end well for anyone.
Worst superhero
Nobody.
Ever.
I'm yes-ending, Shane. I'm yes-ending while not interrupting the conversation. I'm trying to encourage.
I'll just stand over here.
Yeah, but why? Because you're afraid I'm going to turn back into nervous fart guy? I'm not going to do that. I've got it totally under control. See, this is why we've cultivated a listenership. Texture says that Tom Hanks drank vanilla extract on Family Ties. I thought it was the maraschino cherries, but I'll take your word for it, sir or ma'am.
Does that work, drinking vanilla extract? I'm looking for advice here. Is that...
I don't know. Yeah, Kitty Dukakis, didn't she drink rubbing alcohol?
No, that would kill her.
Yeah.
But she would, like, she found a way to spray hairspray through some sort of piece of cloth and then suck the alcohol out of it.
Oh, it's grim. Speaking of grim, Dan Bernstein is here.
Hello.
Bernsey and me, Spiegel, on Score Afternoons. Our old friend has, a backup lifestyle in his current state, but I still see good things in his future. And I want to talk about this with you next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.